Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and those subjects that are near and dear to our hearts as fishermen, hunters, conservationists, and stewards of the outdoors. You're going to run the show this morning, folks. For the first hour, anyway, we're going to talk about the deer population management report that came out last Friday. I mentioned that to you, that I didn't have time to review it. We didn't have time to, as the Maryland Hunting Coalition, take a look at it and comment on it. Now we have. You can find the deer management population report on the DNR website if you want to search for it. But the simplest thing to do is to go to Facebook and go to MD Hunting Coalition. That's MD Hunting Coalition. And there's a link right there. It's the first post, or actually the last post that we put up. We've had it up all week. We want as many people as possible to see it and share it and talk about it as possible. And, you know, get your comments online or get your comments back to the coalition at info@mdhuntingcoalition.org. We have crafted our response. It's 3 pages. The report itself is 11. And if you'll indulge me, I will tell you about a couple of things in the deer population management report that if you are a deer hunter, you should be a little bit concerned about. On August 18th, DNR had a stakeholder meeting with groups supporting and or conducting deer control in our suburban areas by using fertility control measures. The primary fertility control options available today are surgical sterilization or chemical contraception of female deer. That was on August 18th. The hunting stakeholders were not notified of this meeting, I will tell you that. If they were, communications effort was lacking. Let me give you some of the organizations that were involved. I won't give you particular names. The Maryland chapter of the Humane Society of the United States, 3 representatives, White Buffalo, which has nothing to do with sterilization. White Buffalo is a sharpshooting organization. Wildlife Rescue, 2 members, deer sterilization. And the rest of the folks were people who were in Wildlife and Heritage Service in various posts in project leadership and that type of thing. Following that meeting, which there's no mention of any hunting groups at all, following that meeting was an October 8th stakeholder meetings. And the way they characterized us was this diverse group included many of the organizations in Maryland that have vested interest in deer management. Attendees included representatives of hunting groups, the agricultural industry, equestrians, ecologists, wildlife law enforcement, and animal rights organizations. That is true. This followed the August 18th meeting with other animal rights activists and people involved in what, as the DNR claims, deer fertility control. primary focus of the discussion at this day-long meeting was to increase the lethal control of deer, with a secondary focus to review non-lethal options. And this is the meeting that the Maryland Hunting Coalition and others attended. This is also the meeting where we drafted a letter signed by folks in the Maryland hunting community as a coalition. There were, I think, 11 signers, including the Maryland fur trappers, bow hunters, waterfowlers, the entire Western Maryland coalition of sportsmen's clubs in the 5 western counties, Maryland Hunting Coalition, and two independent sportsmen's groups, one in Baltimore County, one in Southern Maryland. And we signed a letter stating our beliefs, and in particular on Sunday hunting. And we read that. We all stood as signers. And now the Maryland Horse Council, the primary proponent of increasing or advancing any days to additional Sunday hunting days across the state, in a meeting, we were told, referred to that document as our manifesto, a fact that I'm pleased with, quite frankly. In the deer population management report, there are several, that's kind of the background, there are some action items. And then there are some legislative action items. There are a few of those action items and legislative action items that the Maryland Hunting Coalition takes exception to and has shared our perspective on with the respected groups that we met with and had formed an actual coalition with, and this document has been sent to them to review. One of the egregious action points was to modify the existing October muzzleloader antlerless deer season. As you know, there's an early muzzleloader season in Maryland. There are 3 days, a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that is a hunter's choice season where you may take an antlered or an antlerless deer. And a lot of folks like that season. The following week is an antlerless deer season only. This is where people fill their freezers, they take their two does so they can get a bonus buck permit, and it's antlerless only with a muzzleloader. That is an idea to make that week, that entire week of antlerless season, open to modern firearms. We oppose this idea, as a lot of people oppose this idea. If you're a bow hunter, imagine a week of firearm season prior to the deer rut. Number one, it would be for antlerless deer only. Now, we didn't spell this out, but I'm going to expand on it a little bit here on the radio, and you can comment on it. The only thing we said is the consensus forged to provide this unique week of deer hunting bears little support as to why DNR would expand this limited hunt to firearms. Remember, the early muzzleloader season was a bone of contention early on, and I was on the panel to create questions to be submitted to hunters whether or not they would support an early muzzleloader season. I viewed my position as neutral. I was lumped in with the pro-muzzleloader hunters, and my position was this. Yes, this is another opportunity for hunters to get more days in the field and to affect the harvest at that point of our white-tailed deer. And it was more days in the field. It was a lot of opportunities. And that the letter that I sent to DNR said I was opposed to the idea because of the disharmony it would create among hunters. I was on the air at the time, if you remember. And indeed, disharmony it did create. The bow hunters were adamantly opposed to the idea of an early muzzleloader season overall. And they cited a variety of issues, and they lost the battle. They lost the argument. And early muzzleloader season was established. And one of their disagreements with the early muzzleloader season was that, and if you remember, back then it was cap cap locks. You know, it wasn't a inline muzzle loaders hadn't been created yet. It was all cap locks. There were no scopes allowed in Maryland, if you remember that. No scopes allowed on your muzzleloader. And through the years, all that eventually changed. With the advent of the inline muzzleloaders and the modern muzzleloaders that we have now, scopes are now allowed in that season. And quite frankly, I've taken some of the nicest bucks I've taken in Maryland in that early muzzleloader season. No question about it. But the bow, the other part of the bow hunter's contention was that you're putting this season in right before the rut, which is when bucks are susceptible to being out in the daytime because of the rut, because of the behavior, and that the bow hunters would have opportunities to harvest a buck during the rut. If you put that early muzzleloader season right in there ahead of the rut, not only would you take out some bucks, but you would disrupt the breeding cycle. Well, that turned out, those fears turned out to be those concerns were over the years proven to be that argument proven to be in some degrees in some places true. I mean, there were large bucks taken out during that early muzzleloader season, but there were deer available for the rut, and they continued to have their behavior the way it was. Big deer showing up in the daytime. The rut being 2 weeks or 10 days after the early muzzleloader season, beginning around the peak being around Halloween and continuing into mid-November. That was the period that the bow hunters wanted to protect. Our contention is, if you open that week up to firearm season, that my argument is, this is not in our report, this is my argument, you will harvest a lot more antlerless deer, no question. A lot of antlered deer will go down. A lot of button bucks will go down. I won't say a lot of antlered deer, let me retract that. I would say a number of antlered deer will go down. Button bucks will go down. Remember, this is a rifle and shotgun season in the middle of October, late October, prior to the rut. You will receive a lot of pushback from the bow hunting world on that particular piece of this. And, pardon me, and I believe that increased activity would... We have enough trouble in firearm season, second week, after the first weekend, of the deer becoming more nocturnal. I believe that a firearm season, this is Alan's perspective now, this is not the Maryland Hunting Coalition, this is me. I believe that the white-tailed deer will take a more nocturnal track and not be available. So you might increase your deer harvest in the short term, but in the long term, you're not going to get what you want. Apparently, the department has decided to declare war on whitetails. As I talk about this a little more, you will see what I mean. That's just one. There are several items here that I want to talk about. We welcome your phone calls at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. And right now, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. It's waterfowl season. The geese are finally starting to fly. And if you're out there killing geese and ducks, well, good for you. Good for you. But now what are you going to do with them? If you get four guys and you each get a limited geese, you got eight geese, and maybe you get a half a dozen ducks or something like that, well, take them to Chesapeake Outdoors. You're on the shore anyway. Take them to Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll be picking and grinning. They'll be more than happy to, you know, breast out your goose or your ducks or what, or, you know, pluck your ducks or whatever you need done. And while you're there, you can browse the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area with all major brands. You can see the clothing and boots from Under Armour and Drake. You can check out the decoys from Avery and Bigfoot. Look at the selection of firearms for all seasons. Check out those Bubba Blade knives. You got to have one. And if you're thinking ahead to fire a bow season, well, Matthews, Mission crossbows, Carbon Express crossbows, Barnett crossbows, Excalibur crossbows, and Parker bows and crossbows. All available at Chesapeake Outdoors. They're friendly and courteous staff. The grinning ones, they'll be more than glad to do the picking. Therefore, picking and grinning. Where is this place? Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Well, they're located on Route 50 East on Kent Island. That exit number is 39B Dominion Road, and that phone number is 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500.
It's about family traditions, celebrating your passion for the outdoors. It's taking a tradition instilled in us when we were young and passing it on to our children. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back in Harrisburg, PA, February 7th through the 15th, with over 1,000 exhibitors representing everything outdoors, interactive exhibits, and celebrity experts on hunting and fishing. There's something for the whole family. Celebrate your passion by getting tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Hey, I'm going to announce the Welcome Back to Fishing program. Now through January 31st, Marylanders who have not bought an annual non-title or title fishing license since 2011, that's your bay license or your freshwater license, since 2011, you will automatically enjoy a 50% discount on your fishing license purchase. That's right. It's as simple as logging into the DNR Compass licensing system on your computer, setting up your account, or visiting a DNR service center or even a tackle shop to buy your 2015 license. The discount is automatic, but only through January 31st, 2015. The promotion is designed to encourage anglers to return to Maryland waters and enjoy the excellent fishing the state has to offer. So fishing is one of the best values in life, promoting quality time in nature with friends and family. Absolutely. So for a limited time, the already low cost of entry is just 50% better. You can check it all out online at dnr.maryland.gov. And while you're there, take a look at the Maryland Fishing Challenge. This is the Welcome Back to Fishing program on the DNR Compass licensing system or your local tackle shop or DNR service center.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now we got along. My life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. I know you love me, but you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none. Where, oh, where are you tonight?
Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and he was gone.
And what is that from, y'all? Yeah, that's right. You remember. Remember old Junior Samples? BR549. Got the best used cars we got here. Do you know how Junior Samples actually got on TV? Do you have any idea? Oh, Google Junior Samples. This is a scream. Junior was a fisherman. Junior caught a bass and ate it. Pretty good size one. Took a picture of the head and the tail of the bass and said, I just done it, the world record bass, and didn't know it. Now, you take a picture of the head and the tail of a fish, stretch it out as long as you want. Whatever's in the middle, you can use your imagination to build that picture. Junior said he caught the world record and ate it. And he made the newspaper. Local angler eats world record bass by mistake. I think old Junior probably knew he didn't, but it was a fun joke anyway, and it got him a spot on that famous TV show, Hee-Haw. Exactly. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I know you're fascinated with this deer population management report. All right, one of the other action items is to modify the deer management permit. This is the crop damage permit. The DNR action item says this: modify the deer management permit regulations to allow all shooters on a permit to use a firearm year-round. Right now, in some areas, deer management permits, crop damage permits, are weapon of the season. In other words, when the season comes in September till mid-October, you've got to use a bow to harvest your deer on wildlife management permits, crop damage permits, and your agents need to do the same thing. In muzzleloader season, a muzzleload, in firearm season, you use a firearm. They want to modify the DMP, the crop damage permit regulations, to allow all shooters on a permit to use a firearm year-round. Here's what it says. We will review this change with internal and external stakeholders with the goal of making any changes in time for the 2015 permit renewal period in late February. Time is of the essence. What I would urge you is if you are a member of a club, and quite frankly, the firearms clubs have expressed little interest in joining with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, little to no interest, let's put it this way. The most of the interest we've gotten is from the independent organizations, from the Western Maryland Coalition, who are helping to advance, you know, their agendas as well, which we understand. And again, the Hunting Coalition does not wish to stand against any local proposals, only to enhance them, only to assist in the use of our advocate in Annapolis who's working for the coalition but is working for all hunters as well. And all we ask for is some support so that we can support his contract with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. So that's what we're asking for. Anyway, the DNR wants to restructure the DMP regulations and policies to address deer damage in cases where legitimate damage is occurring to something other than commercial crops. Develop a list of donation programs and processors who will accept deer outside the deer season for persons shooting on DMPs or other special permits. Include that list with any DMP issued. So they want to utilize the deer. And then work with the deer donation programs to increase and strategically locate additional processors that accept donated deer outside the normal deer seasons for person shooting on DMPs and other special permits. This may include the strategic location of coolers funded by the deer donation program or other outside entities. Investigate options to provide incentives for persons donating deer to the deer donation program. And then, of course, improve outreach and education to the farm community on DMP opportunities via the Maryland Farm Bureau Spotlight Newsletter, via the MFB Wildlife Committee, the MFB Annual Convention, the Maryland Farm Bureau Wildlife Committee, the Maryland Farm Bureau Annual Convention, and the Maryland Horse Council publication, the Equerry, and via the DNR website. Kind of tells you right there who wants all the deer killed, doesn't it? Kind of tells you right there who's driving this report. Kind of tells you right there that the pro-hunting stance taken by the Maryland Horse Council is a smokescreen. The more deer that are killed by farmers on crop damage permits, the less opportunity that hunters have to take a deer on a farm where they're hunting. The way to kill more deer on a crop damage permit is to open it up to firearms on a year-round basis. This is our position. DMPs are issued by Wildlife and Heritage Service to mitigate the economic loss of crop damages caused by deer. The Wildlife and Heritage Services suggest to allow all shooters on a permit to use a firearm year-round with an eye towards possible approval for the 2015 permit renewal period in late February. The coalition argues against this idea for two reasons. One, compliance oversight by enforcement may be lacking on these DMPs, which could inadvertently facilitate an improved means of the wholesale harvesting of an entire regional deer population. And two, federal subsidies do exist for the agricultural community to offset crop damage for multiple reasons. So why, arguably, allow a substantive reduction of a public resource because it's perceived as the sole culprit for a reduced crop yield? Farmers, we love you. But if you have a drought and your soybean crop is off, it is not the deer's fault. If we have a hurricane and your corn crop gets ruined and you lose some bushels, it's not the deer's fault. Do I need to read that again? No, I'm not going to. So, another issue, another action item. Here's how it reads. Continue to explore a means to allow the appropriately controlled sale of wild venison as a potential mechanism to encourage or otherwise facilitate lethal deer control. It is important to note that the commercial sale of venison is currently a national-level discussion with a wide range of jurisdictions and agencies involved. Maryland is fully engaged in this discussion and is committed to carefully reviewing any outcome of this dialogue. Here's our response, Maryland Hunting Coalition. The North American model of wildlife conservation speaks to the short-sightedness of this suggestion. Commercial hunting and the sale of wildlife is prohibited to ensure the sustainability of wildlife populations. This principle holds that unregulated economic markets for game and non-game wildlife are unacceptable because they privatize a common resource source and lead to declines. The Lacey Act of 1900 effectively made market hunting illegal, and the U.S. and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918 provided international protections from the market. It is incomprehensible that this thought found its way onto the DNR report, especially in view of the collective opposition expressed at the October 8, 2014 stakeholder meetings held by DNR, and we were vocal in our opposition. I want you to understand what is being explored by our Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. And I also want you to understand the origins of the conservation movement and the North American model of wildlife conservation and conservation funding. We wiped out the American bison. We wiped out the passenger pigeon. Tens of thousands of canvasbacks and other ducks were slaughtered. And you can see this, how it was done by punt guns, sending pounds of shrapnel into sitting, resting duck flocks on the Chesapeake Bay at night through these giant cannons designed to murder as many ducks as possible. That's not sport. That's not conservation. And to hint that Maryland would engage in conversations regarding the commercial sale of wild white-tailed deer, your resource and mine, not only angers me, enrages me, and should incite you, the listener, to action. We want to hear from you. We're going to make this report available online very soon. We're going to make it available to Wildlife and Heritage Service. They are counting on your silence. The Wildlife and Heritage Service is counting on your silence. Therefore, your approval of these measures, the commercial sale of venison, making crop damage permits available for firearm shooters year-round, including modern firearms in the early muzzleloader season. By your silence, you are complicit with what they are proposing. Let's talk to Blazin' Bear in Eldersburg. Morning, Blazin' Bear. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you today?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm on my way to Eastern Maryland to do a goose hunt.
Oh, that's the church. That's the church hunt, right?
Yes. Are you coming down?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, sir. So
you were there 1 year, though, weren't you?
Nope. Never been there.
Never been there. Well,
never been there. No. I got to do this radio show. I got to do the show. You know.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. That's why.
Okay. Well, we're on our way down there, and I have a busload of guys listening to your story. And I had to turn my radio off to talk to you, but I want to let you know that we're thinking of you this morning, and you keep up the good work.
Well, we need the support of all those guys, and I'll address that when we're finished with our call.
Hey, did I not tell you that they had 740 hunters there last year?
That's great.
Yeah. So the hunting industry in Eastern Shores, I would say it's booming. And a lot of people involved in the goose hunting. So,
well, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that like to support, that church down there for some reason. And apparently, they have a good time, and that's what it's all about.
They raised the money for a scholarship to send some kids to college.
Yep, good.
And then the reason I go is for the oysters.
Sure, of course.
They have fried oysters, raw oysters, all the oysters you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the reasons why I go. Next year I might not go to hunt. I might just go to eat oysters. So, well, you have a wonderful day.
All right, sir. And, you do the same.
And you be blessed.
Thank you very much. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. $740 waterfowl shooters supporting a church to send several children to college. Noble. I applaud their efforts. Our deer herd is threatened by our own Wildlife and Heritage Service through this document to appease those people who don't want us in the woods, who don't want us to have expanded opportunities on Sunday. And we get one phone call about that. No, not about that. about a goose hunt. We scratch our heads in the hunting community. We scratch our heads as the coalition. We put these documents out. We promote it here on the air. We promote it in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We talk about it in the shops. We put brochures and flyers out. And what do we hear on the Outdoors and Radio Show when I'm telling you these things? We hear nothing. There's no emails coming in to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. There's no emails going in about this to info@mdhuntingcoalition.org. There's a couple of Facebook comments on MD Hunting Coalition on Facebook. Oh, I know, but I'm just hearing about this. Yeah, you're hearing about it. The Maryland Hunting Coalition has a lobbyist, an advocate in Annapolis. What can you do? What can you do about it? I haven't even gotten to the big piece yet. I haven't even gotten to the big thing yet. But we're going to do that after the break. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Now, the waterfowl season goes for a few more weeks, and if you're disappointed with your firearm, well, we ask that you go in and check out everything that's going on at Clyde's and take a look at those great Browning firearms. Maybe one of your other brands has let you down. Well, the A5, the Humpback, will not. 3.5-inch camo, 3-inch in black synthetic or, you know, blue and walnut. It's the A5. 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. How's that for performance? Then there's the reliable BPS pump shotgun with bottom ejection. Comes in camo. Available in 410 for the kids if you want, 28. If you're a dove hunter, let's say 20, 16, 12, and even 10-gauge models. If you're a deer hunter, 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel models are available as well. That's the BPS pump. The Maxis, built for waterfowling. It's a power drive gas system that reduces recoil when you're shooting a lot. Check out the full line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Go down and get your fishing license. Get ready for fishing, too. Their fishing hotline is 247-FISH, 247-3474. That's a phone number, 410-247-3474. The regular phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com. Their address is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Hey, oh, you goose hunters, if you're out there today and you need to get those goose cleaned and picked and plucked and breasted out, well, Chesapeake Outdoors. They're picking and grinning as we speak. That's right. If your ducks need plucked or your geese need breasted out or skinned or, you know, if you want them plucked, whatever you want, they'll take care of it. They'll do it custom order to you. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East on Kent Island, exit 39B. Easy to get to. You'll see it right there, the big green sign. And then you get right off on Dominion Road, exit 410-604-2500 is their number. Now, when you're getting your ducks plucked or your geese plucked or your geese breasted out or whatever it is, make sure you browse around the store. You can look at that new Drake waterfowl clothing. I wear a Drake jacket all the time just when I'm working. Under Armour. Bubba Blade knives, the new bows. I mean, the guys just got back from the ATA show, so they'll be readjusting the bow program pretty soon. All the firearms and shotguns and rifles and everything for fishing too. Don't forget, fishing season's right around the corner. So, if you stop by Chesapeake Outdoors for those ducks and geese, get them picked and plucked. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoor. That's Dominion Road, exit 39B off Route 50 on Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, is back and bigger than ever. It's 9 action-packed days, February 7th to the 15th in Harrisburg, PA. That's 9 days of hunting, fishing, boating, and archery. 9 days of ATVs, gear, and guns. 9 days of interactive exhibits and celebrity seminars on hunting and fishing. And a rockin' country concert with Lee Rice and Thompson Square. Celebrate your passion at the Great American Outdoor Show. Get your tickets now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara's flutes, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish.
This is probably the most contentious issue in the whole report. The report advocates for a complete overhaul of Maryland's Sunday hunting laws. The volatility of this idea is evident by the 2014 session when opponents of Sunday hunting stopped the advancement of jurisdiction-specific Sunday hunting for the first time since the Statewide Enabling Act of 2003. Though not specific per se in terms of actual legalese, the proposal would arguably violate these tenets of local courtesy, vernacular for local issues being given preference by the General Assembly in terms of statutory approval. All that simply means is if your county delegates who represent you in Annapolis have had meetings with the local sportsman's community, and the local sportsman's community says we'd like to have more Sunday hunting days. The delegate will put in the bill, craft that bill. The General Assembly will give it local consideration. It's a local bill. It doesn't affect anybody statewide. It's what the people in Frederick County want, what the people in, you know, Dorchester County want, whatever it might be. Over the course of years, since 2003, local bills have generally been approved for increasing Sunday hunting opportunities. Until the Maryland Horse Council reared its ugly head in 2014 and stopped several of them, and then shout from the rooftops that they are the ones who opposed and stopped and killed these local Sunday hunting bills for the hunters in Maryland. Our position is this. I just summarized it, but let me say this. The final analysis. The coalition commends DNR for its efforts in reaching out to diverse interest groups and for advancing thought-provoking suggestions. Through enhanced education and outreach to all impacted stakeholder groups, Maryland will continue to be responsive to the needs affiliated with sound wildlife management science. January 2015 report from DNR is a positive step forward in effecting this type of responsive public outreach. The laundry list of suggested ideas does indeed constitute the basis for this contention. However, to convert many of these ideas, which I listed for you, in particular those four, action items, or what they're called, into actual policy, be it budgetary, statutory, and/or regulatory, will require continued discussion beyond that seemingly envisioned by the report. Though the coalition has highlighted herein specific issues of concern, our position should not be construed as opposing other ideas not so specifically referenced. Indeed, DNR is encouraged to refine its ideas for further consideration by impacted and interested stakeholder groups. That's you. Impacted and, well, you're impacted. I won't say that anybody out there listening is interested. But we'll let that one slide for now. Though the coalition does favor open oppositions to DNR on any matter of mutual interest, the coalition does stand prepared to oppose any measure it believes to be detrimental to the long-term viability and sustainability of the Maryland's deer population. That's all I'm going to say about that, except to say this. Maryland Hunting Coalition is urging you to join. Membership is free. You join through the website, www.md, for Maryland, mdhuntingcoalition.org. mdhuntingcoalition.org. It's free to join. As a member, you will receive newsletter updates on what's going on. You will receive calls to action. If there's a committee hearing, we're going to ask you to email members of the committee. If there's an issue like this that needs your support or your opposition, we urge you to let us know so that we can send your thoughts to the people who are involved, whether it's wildlife officials or whether it's legislators. Our advocate in Annapolis is there every day, if need be. Behind the scenes, he crafts documents for us. We discuss our policy position. We discuss this perspective that I read excerpts to you from. And we have a working relationship and the support of the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. The limited number of General Assembly members, senators, and delegates who generally support sportsmen's issues across the state. We have a hand-in-glove working relationship with that group. We are and can get things done. There's no guarantee that we can get anything done, but we have been able to accomplish much in our short existence, and we need the support of the hunters in Maryland, first by joining, secondly by supporting us. And you can do that very simply on the website. We have a number of fundraising things coming up. We put our raffles on our website and on Facebook. And our next raffle is going to be 6 front row seats at a future Orioles game with a parking pass. 6 front row dugout seats at an Orioles game in May with a parking pass for you, your family, your friends. 6. All one package. And we'll be announcing the details of that. We met with a couple of facilities. We're trying to plan a future fundraiser, a sit-down meal with raffles and auctions and fun. But these are serious times, ladies and gentlemen. We have serious opposition. And you need to understand that as a hunter. Maryland Hunting Coalition. You can Google Maryland Hunting Coalition. You'll find us. All right. Folks, we've reached the end of the first hour. Next hour, we're going to talk about blue catfish and flathead catfish. We are. We're going to talk with Mary Groves, Maryland DNR, about those invasive species and what we can do about it. So get your fishing questions ready to go. And get out, stay safe.